Michelle Malachim, sweetest friends, we are continuing the Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shiurim on the topic of Mechias HaMalek, Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, 5:5. And the Yesod HaDvarim that we've been saying is that Yotzin Zayin Amim in an Amalek is that Amalek is a Chi of Misa B'cheftza. It's not a din on Yisrael, it's a din that Amalek has to be erased, and therefore we saw that if God, it's Hashem's job, and the Am Yisrael is doing it on behalf of Hashem. When Am Yisrael doesn't do, Hashem's going to do. But the point is that Amalek should be destroyed. Not, it's not a din in us, a din in Amalek. Hashem came when they talk about the Shiva Am, and that's a din in Am Yisrael. We have to wipe out the nations as nations, these seven nations. So we'll continue where we left off. This again is Alpi Torah, so Shalt Marein of Rabbeinu, Zecher Tzadik, Levracha, Lishmol, Lezecher Tavitz Kol Nefesh. Kevan Shenitbaer, Shedin Amalek, who Bemasha Him Mechuyavim Misa. So we saw that the Din of Amalek is that they're Mechuyav Misa. So even when we carry out Harigas Rabim, that was said by Amalek, the din is not bitul shem ha'am, like we find by the seven nations. The lo shayich inyan ze kishariga himach masachiv misa shel Amalek. It's not that you're trying to erase the nation, like we find by the seven nations, but rather because as individuals they're all chayiv misa. So what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is lef'ol pe'ulot she'avil l'gmar v'ashlamat kiyum ha'mitzvah barigat kulam. To do it one can, in order that they're all erased. And then there's a chiyuv miyuchad of melchemes rabim, through which the it'll accelerate the gmar hariga, like we saw the medrash in the previous shir, that the Me'iri brings, that why is the din krachim b'mukaf b'mei Yehoshua and amimei Moshe? Mitzachin nilcham Yehoshua, because Yehoshua fights Amalek, and Hama is mizera Amalek. And it says in Chazal, k'sov zol sikar b'seh b'sib nashi b'ezni Yehoshua manishtan ha-mitzvah zu shenemer b'loshun zeh. Yosu mishar mitzvahs, k'shehizchil Yehoshua b'chemes Amalek, ha-yamasur le-yosu mistayemes al-yado. This war was said, unlike other wars, v'simba ozne Yehoshua, put it in the ears of Yehoshua to erase Amalek. So Chazal say that, brought by the Meiri, that when Yehoshua started Melchemes Amalek, he wanted to finish it up. He wanted to finish them off. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, tell him that when the time comes for Amalek to be erased from before me, he is going to be mentioned. Yehoshua is going to be mentioned on this erasure of Amalek, and that's what we learn. Kol ir shimukefet schom mimos Yehoshua. Any city that's walled from the time of Yehoshua is going to keep Purim, which is the Mechias Amalek. Because Yehoshua wanted, like we saw in the Medrash, it'll be Mistayemes al Yado, that he wanted to finish them off. Because that's a special din, L'sayim din Amalek, that they should be completely wiped out. And that was why the war was given to Yehoshua, and Mukaf Chomim was Yehoshua binun. And that's what we saw, Machoy Emcha Adi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Macho Boilam Hazeh, Emcha Boilam Haba. So that's the Gemara Kilu She'al Adi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to finish them off in Olam Haba. So we have to do Maisim in Olam Haza also towards that Gemar HaKilui, which is through Milcham, and that's what it says in the Milcham, in the Mechilta. Shem Zachar Ze Agag, O Haman V'Amalek Kishmuo, De Agag V'Haman Ayadei Milcham Ahaya, V'O Shaykh V'Ze Chiv V'Metzeseseid Yechidim. What's the quote from the Mechilta? The quote from the Mechilta is, I botched it a little bit. Kimacho emcha zecher Amalek es zecher zehama. Amalek kishmua. With us Ramadayomer, zecher zeagag. The Amalek kishmua. That's the matter. So you have to wipe out zecher zeagag or Haman. So the zecher is Agag or Haman, like we just saw, and Amalek is kishmua. Because Agag and Haman are erased through Milchama. And there's no mitzvah on the Yechidim. Umidin ze, emches kol Amalek. Like it says, lol toldosav, lol chol adorahu. Like we saw in the Medrash in a previous shir, that you have to wipe them out and their toldos, and that entire generation. What do you need a special ribui that... You have to even wipe out their toldos. You need a special ribu in the pasuk that you have to wipe out their toldos. What do you need that for? It's included in Amalek. The toldos Amalek is also Amalek. So just tell me you have to wipe out Amalek. B'watz magufa mitzisese. And it says in the Mechilta there, mitachas ha-shamayim shalei anin v'neched la-Amalek mitachas ha-shamayim. V'chinin v'neched lav Amalek. What do you especially need a ribu? They shouldn't leave a grandson, a great grandchild. Grandchild also part of Amalek. So what do you need a special ribui for? So the Ikar Chiddush is that there's a special inyan b'gmar ha-kilui to finish it off, and that's gam al anin v'al anechid, even on their children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren that were scattered among the nations. Shemikol makom k'she'ekayim nin v'nechid ze lav gmar ha-kilui. When this nin and nechid are still around, that's not a gmar ha-kilui. You have to make sure to finish it off, and therefore, if they're still around, it's not finished off. It's not only pshat that you didn't fulfill the din of Nin and Neched, but you didn't fulfill the special inyan of Gemar Kilui Amalek. And therefore, there's a special din, lo la toldosav, it's a din al every yachid. Behiyoso toldos Amalek, lo la chol ador ahu, din al ador berabim. That you have to wipe out the generation. In other words, it's a din kilui. There's a din kilui on the yachidim, there's a din kilui on all of Amalek. And according to that, we can explain the Rashi, Parshas Kisete, to Timcha Zecher Amalek, Shalei Hashem Amalek, Nitzkar Afilu Ala Behema, Loimar Behema Zumichel Amaleki. It says, erase the name of Amalek, that the name of Amalek should not be mentioned even on a Behema. To say that this Behema belongs to Amalek. You should even erase the animals. Nobody says, oh, it's an Amalekite animal. So it says in the Mechilta Parshas Bishal, Sifri Parshas Kisetze, the Rambam omits this, the Menchas Chinuch and Tarad Mitzvah wonders why the Rambam omits this, and Menchas Chinuch writes that in the Tzivui of Shmuel to show, it says, Ve'imata Mishor Vatzeh, so he tells him to kill all the animals. So maybe he suggests that Menchas Chinuch was a Haras Shah, where Shmuel told Shaul to kill the animals of Amalek, or is it Migufa Mitzvah? And Rashi in Pasuk Gimel writes that Amalek were Balik Shafim. And they would make themselves, they would do witchcraft and make themselves look like a behemoth. So you see, according to Rashi, it's not miguf ha-mitzvah to erase their animals. It's just that we're chosh, the animals are really people. Otherwise, he wouldn't have to come on to that reason of kshafim. And that's the mitzvah saying, Yisosu divriyatsum and parashas kisetze. And kisetze, Rashi says, it's because you have to kill their animals. And then Rashi himself says, no, it's because the human beings are turning themselves into animals. So which is it? Is there a mitzvah to kill the animals or not? We also have to understand the kashim and chatzchinuch at the end of parashas kisetze. From what it says by David, Shmuel Aleph, Perek Lamet, Pasuk Chof, that he took Shaul me'amolek, but Siklag, it's called Atzon v'abakar, he took booty, well, he took the sheep, the cattle. Ah, he was mischayv v'hari gosim. You see in Rashi, now that'll leave the animals of Molech alive, so why did David take it? So the Menchas Meshechachma suggests that David was a yachid v'lo melech, and there's no mitzvah essay of a yachid against Amalek. It's only on the rabbim. David was a yachid. He didn't have a din of a melech yet at this time. So, however, it's not true according to everybody. We saw in an earlier shir that their shittas, this is the din on the yachid as well, not only on the melech. So we have the kashin minchas of the meshachachma. How come David HaMelech left the animals alive? How come he took them as booty? So based on what we explained, we can say as follows, that in the Mechilta in the Sifri, it says, Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kitzi HaKavod Hilo, shlo yiniach nin b'nechad shel HaMalek, lo gamal v'lo chamor tachatz kol ha-shamayim, shlo yom r'gomu zeh shel HaMaleku. So it says in the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore in his throne of glory that Kadosh Baruch Hu swore on his throne of glory that you shouldn't leave a great grandchild or a grandchild of Amalek and not a camel or a donkey under the heavens, that a person shouldn't say that this camel is from Amalek. So we have to understand what's this inyan of the nin and the neched that they're Amalekites. Nin and neched are Amalekites. And then we learn in the same medrash, based on the same pasuk, that gamal and chamor. It's something additional. It's mashma, it's the same thing. The nin and the neched and the gamal and the chamor are mentioned together in one breath. It's two separate things. We also have to understand nin v'neched is kai gav mishlo yargu Yisrael kevin jitzai v'lo yidu shu amalek. V'akadosh baruch hu yadu v'yargu mazin l'gam v'chomor shal amalek yidu yadua. So in other words, what's pshat nin v'neched? Nin v'neched is because they're the grandchildren. We don't know. In other words, that's why they're called the grandchildren, because we don't know they're really from Amalek. Because maybe because they got mixed in. So we're not sure. So that's why God's gonna take care of them. Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not going to leave a nin v'neched. He's going to wipe them out because we don't know who the nin and the neched are. They got mixed in. What does that have to do with the gamal and the chamor? That belongs to a specific Amalekite. And that the Jewish people are obligated in. So they're two separate things. The gamal and the chor and the nin and the neched. So why are they put together? So we see from this that there's no chiyuv of a gamal and chamor, but rather, ligmal kiyum hashmadat Amalek shalem shem zecha. We have to completely erase Amalek, destroy Amalek, that nothing should remain of them. And in this we were chayiv, shegam zocher shal yedei chamor v'gamal v'chamor, zecher shal yedei gamal v'chamor. Even a memory through an animal. That people shouldn't say that this animal belongs to Amalek. No, the Medrash is telling us there has to be a complete erasure of Amalek. And therefore, that includes the descendants, it includes any gamal chor, people should say it comes from Amalek. And if it's still around, we lack the gemar kilui, and therefore it has to be, we have to be destroyed. But if there's an in v'neched that's still around, and anyway there's no kilui, so there's no mitzvah in the gamal v'chamor. Because the whole point of destroying the Gamal and the Chamor is La Shalmas Gemar Kilui, in order to complete the destruction. But if there's still going to be Amalekites around, it's not to complete the destruction, there's no point in killing the Gamal and the Chamor. And also the ending, we said that you're waging a war in order to be Po'el B'Gemar Kilui, that the war leads us to the ultimate destruction of Amalek. But that's not Shaykh and the Gamal and the Chamor. Because here is the inyan of the Gamal and the Chamor, is that there shouldn't be any memory of them. And if there's a memory of Amalek, there's no kiyum at all. And therefore, there's no mitzvah in the Gamal and the Chamor, because there's still a memory of Amalek. So what's the point of this killing the Gamal and the Chamor? So it must be Gamal and the Chamor is only bebidl nin v'neched lo'ilam habush in his chayav nivo. But that's only when there's no, in the end of days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of the nin and the neched. There's going to be no nin and neched, there's going to be no grandchildren of Amalek that remain. And only then there's going to be a chiyuv on the gamal and the chamor. But kol she'adayin lo igia bitul, hanin v'neched leka mitzvah b'chamor b'gamal. But if there's still an nin v'neched, zom z'chamor g'zchor, and gamal you're only getting rid of because there has to be a complete erasure of Amalek. But if there's an nin v'neched, it's not happening. So therefore, there's no mitzvah in the chamor and the gamal. And Rashi writes only the ma'isitz b'chalal a mitzvah, but there's no chiyuv b'fa, since the nin v'neched yifshal l'chal usel olam haba. Only they're only be able to kill the nin v'neched. So it's not going to be an Olam Hazeh, because the only one who can know who's an in and Echad is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore that's the Olam Haba, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to wipe them out. And then there's going to be a din in the Chamor and the Gamal also. But until then there's no din, and that's why the Rambam doesn't bring it. And Rashi himself explains by Shol, Mishum Amalek and Atzma Shem Machashvim. Lo'ezeh Gamal Uchamor. So Rashi himself explains that by Shol, there's only going to be a din lasid lover to kill their animals. But by Shol, the only reason he did it is because they were worried about the witchcraft, that maybe it was really, they were really people. Kanal de Maise Zeb, de la Maise Ein Din Achiyichle, Kadosh Baruch Hu Nidme de Nechad Amalek. Like we see again from this Medrash, that there's no din to erase them until Kadosh Baruch Hu does it. And therefore, David HaMelech didn't kill the Yitzon of the Amalekim, since there was still an in Nechad of Amalek, since there was still Amalekim walking around. There's no point in him killing the animals. Because the only point of killing the animals is there should be no Zechar of Amalek. And here there is a Zechar of Amalek. So, ain't Siba, ain't Tam. In the Sefer Onigyantiv, in the Akdam and Aizvav, in the Haggah, he writes that the Kozman, that as long as Shaul didn't kill all the Amalekim, there's no mitzvah Zarigas Behemoth. So he is totally at the Oinig Yom Tov in his Akdama in Shaul. Shaul is supposed to wipe out the Amalekim. But based on what we said, it's not totally in Shaul. We saw in the Medrash, it's totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nishba. And he's going to kill the Nin and the Neched, because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who the Nin and the Neched is. That's going to be Adi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's going to be a mitzvah to kill the animals as well. So Abaycha Yivchar, you can like what the Oinig Yom Tov said, it's like a word thing. Akopana, but that's the Yisrael Dvarim. So Dvarim is that the mitzvah to kill is to lead towards Hashlamat HaKilui. And as far as the animals go, there's only all the, you're only allowed, you're only supposed to kill them in order that there should be no Zechar of Amalek. But as long as there's a Nin and a Neched, there's not going to be a no mitzvah to kill the animals because there's still a Zechar of Amalek by the Nin and the Neched. So then when Hashem Baruch Hu erases, that's why in the Medrash they put them together. When Hashem Baruch Hu erases the Nin and the Neched, so the Memela is also going to be a mitzvah to kill the animals because then there's going to be no Zechar. But in the meantime, there isn't, not an Olam Hazeh. It's only going to be lost in love when therefore the Rambam doesn't bring it down the halacha. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue this mahalach in the next year and see continued niflos. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.